Now all your good looks ought to be to please God. When you get dressed, when you go shopping, it should be, God, does this please you? Do I look like someone who would represent you? God is, because see, I got news for you. God can get you the best for less if you shop with him. And somebody else breaking themselves and going to the point of almost bankrupt, trying to get stuff that they can't afford, trying to look like somebody else. You shop with the Lord, he can get you the best for less, show you where to get, when to buy the same things that somebody else. Y'all getting quiet on me here. And then God can say, tell you what, you can make that for less and look better than them. He's giving some folk that gift where you don't know where you bought that from. I ain't telling you. I tell you, I got it from Hancock. Hancock is a fabric store, isn't it? And you're wondering where they've gotten paid all that. Didn't have to do it. And then all God does is he glazes it over with his glory because it pleases him. And I'm trying to tell you, there are folk who try to imitate that look, but they can't do it to save their souls. Because when a man's way pleases the Lord, he'll make his enemies to be at peace with him. Listen at this word again. I want you to see this. Third thing is about avoiding the curse of worry is that verse 30 shares with us that worry defeats our spiritual life. It not only distracts our mental life, it not only destroys our physical life, but it defeats our spiritual life. Worry.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
He's 1974 in Kent, Mississippi, on the corner of Fulton Street and what is now known as Harvey Watkins Drive. In a little wooden church called Mount Levi Baptist Church. I was sitting there one morning, one Sunday morning, and the choir was singing and the preacher was preaching. I was 10 years old. And before I knew anything, the pastor said the doors of the church are open. And on that day, I was 10 years old. I walked through those doors. I accepted the Lord as my Savior on that day. And the next day I went to school, my friend said, "Dwayne, is anything wrong?" They said, "There's something strange about you. There's something different about you. You don't act the same." I told them this. I said,
I know I've been changed.
For you, Lord. I'll sing your gospel to the ends of the earth. The Lord came into my life. Listen to me. I grew up. I went to high school. Listen, I want the young people to listen to me. I went to high school. And I stayed away. Anybody in here know anything about staying away? Huh? I stayed away. My friends came and they wanted me to drink whiskey with them. I drank whiskey with them. They wanted me to smoke weed with them. I smoked weed with them. They wanted me to chase women with them. I chased women with them. I had a woman over here, a woman over there, a woman over there. But later on in my life, listen, God filled me with something. With the Holy Ghost, y'all. And if anybody in here know anything about the Holy Ghost, then you know the Holy Ghost is a powerful thing. The Holy Spirit can make you turn down things that you used to couldn't resist. The Holy Spirit can make you say no when you used to say yes. I ought to get a witness somewhere. You see, said
I know I've been changed.
Beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your soul is made right. And sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice It has a hole in it. Due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Take it from me two more times.